She stops right in front of the window and stares out directly at me. She can't really be seeing me. She must be looking at a reflection in the glass. I know I'm invisible to her in my dark and leafy nest, but the feeling is quite eerie. I'm holding my breath. Her mouth moves. Who is she talking to? She gestures with one hand, a dismissive whatever flick of the wrist. Then she laughs, and her mouth forms the words, "No way." Is she talking to her reflection? Then I see the thin black cord trailing from her soft blonde hair, and I notice the cell phone clipped to the waistband of her jeans. She's talking on her headset. She laughs again, and her mouth twists into a disgusted grimace, and I can make out the words she is mouthing as clearly as if she were whispering it into my ear. Worm. The tree starts to spin, and I realize that I'm still holding my breath. I let it out and replace the dead air in my lungs with fresh oxygen. Melissa has her back to the window now and is waving her hands. She's doing a little dance, wiggling her butt and shaking her hair. Then she stops and removes the headset and unclips the phone from her jeans. She starts to unbutton her jeans, then stops, walks a few steps to the window, and stares out into the darkness. I'm crawling back into my bedroom through the window when I hear Andy say, "You're gonna get caught." I see his white grin in his dark window. "Not if you keep your voice down," I whisper. I don't mean here and now. I mean over in Woodland, spying on Melissa. How did you know where I was? Where else would you be at midnight on a Monday night? Maybe I was just taking a walk. Yeah, a walk to Woodland Trails. A guy has to walk someplace. You're gonna get caught. I stayed in the greenway. Nobody could see me. I'm telling you, I was careful. So, how is she? She's fine. You talk to her? No, I watched her get ready for bed. Really? How ready? You see her blue panties? She took off her sweatshirt. She had on a tank top underneath. Then what? Then she closed the shades. Just like last time? Yeah, just like every time. I don't know why. I mean, the whole point of living there is the privacy. Who does she think is going to be looking? Well, there's you. She doesn't know that. Why don't you just ask her out? I mean, you know so much about her. How could she say no? Shut up. I turn my back on him and crawl through the window and close it behind me, but I can still see his grin floating in the dark.
This ends Disc 1.